The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
WTBR, WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. I am oh so happy to be here today. And by the way, this show was created for those souls that are feeling low, those souls that are feeling high. This show was just created to uplift. This show is for everybody. Hopefully you like hip-hop and R&B. If not, you can stay tuned for the messages that I deliver. But with that being said, this show comes on every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m., and man, I feel oh so just happy to be here, oh so lucky to be here, you know. Wow, it's been a journey in my life, and every day I'm able to be in front of the people or be behind a mic and just be around people, and it just feels really, really good. But I do need my alone time too, just saying. But with that being said, the first song that I'm gonna play, I just feel compelled to play it. And this song is from Tupac Shakur, and it's called Keep Your Head Up, here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
Say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. Feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep them getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you got to your head up.
Yes.
30 Minutes of Inspiration. Hello, wonderful people. That was SWV with the Human Nature Remix. All right, so wonderful people, I had a few things that I wanted to talk about. Not many people know that I'm just basically owning it, that I happen to be a psychic and everything like that. I was born with some many gifts, and that probably was why sometimes I didn't make sense to others. I would react off of people's intentions as opposed to what they actually have done. You know, it's been a journey, but with that being said, I felt compelled to share this message, so it just popped into my head today. And I've discussed this at other times during the show, but I just wanted to just emphasize the importance of not being a bully. Bullies, man. These bullies. Now, the thing with bullies is what I realized, you know, from analyzing people is these bullies, they rarely have a high self-esteem. These bullies can fall in under many different categories. I've never met a bigot with a high self-esteem. And one thing that I've learned is to handle them is the best way to handle them is, yes, sometimes you got to defend yourself if someone steps those boundaries. But I found that they love reaction. They love reaction. So what I found is when I'm watching, because I'm always an observer, even though I may not say anything, I watch and I watch and I watch and I see if these people that are so-called bullies, that so-called have an issue with me, if they may begin to imitate. Because a lot of times bullies, they seek out people that they have admiration for. They seek out people that they actually like, and they try to bring them down a notch. Now, it's not always that they like you, don't get me wrong. They may like the culture. They may like the way you carry yourself. They may like a lot of different things. But one thing that I found overall, and they may dislike a lot of things too. One thing that I found overall is it's very rare where a bully has an actual high self-esteem. So again, the best thing to do is ignore these types. Do you shine to the best of your ability and let them cry in their pillow when they're all alone. I don't know who needed to hear this, but I figured I'd throw it out there. All right, with that being said, let's get back into the music. This is Janet Jackson. That's The Way Love Goes. Man, I love this instrumental here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration. Keep shining, beautiful people.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind. Can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
Like a man. makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good fame.
Fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. Love you, love you, love you. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, 'cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know
if I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be.
Minutes of Inspiration. Hello, wonderful people. Again, yeah, you tuned into 30 Minutes of Inspiration with your host, Tariq Pinkston. That was Mario with Let Me Love You. Love is a beautiful thing, man. Love in its purest form is absolutely euphoric. With that being said, wonderful people, I mentioned earlier about the importance of ignoring bullies, being that they have so much tragic going on within themselves, and they're normally basing everything off of a low self-esteem. But what I wanted to talk about now is the importance of, while that happens, the importance of remaining high confidence, remaining you, being you at all times, you know, walking with that head high, not allowing people to beat you down. So I found that whenever I, and I'll just base it off of me because I can't speak for anyone else, but I've seen it from the outside looking in, but this is what I went through. Every time I got good at something, whether it was radio, whether it was podcast, whether it was fitness, whether whatever it may have been, right, motivational speaking, there was always someone that had an issue with this. There was always somebody that would give me the side eye, somebody who would try to get in other people's heads and try to point out any problem that they found with me. It could be minor, but they'd find it and they'd make it my whole personality. And what I realized is everywhere you go, there's gonna be somebody everywhere you are, you know. And if you don't experience that, you're so fortunate. Sometimes people just resonate with the love that's coming from your heart, right? And they're all for it. But I've had many instances where, as a kid walking down the street, I'd experienced it. Going through stores, I experienced it. Minding my business, I'd experienced it. But one thing, as you get better, let's get back on track, because I'm a Gemini. Sometimes we can go on a tangent. As you get better, it's almost like the universe is, while it's supporting you, there's an other side that's kind of trying to mold you. So how do you mold something? You mold something with pressure. pressure creates diamonds, right? Pressure does all of this. So what's going to happen is you're going to, I don't want to say fall victim, but you're going to experience pressure. And it's up to you to not give up. It's up to you to keep on going. It's up to you to keep your head high. Even when someone feels like they need to remove you out the way in order for them to succeed, it's not the way it goes. See, they could have maybe, I'll just say this, they may have moved you out the spot, but they don't have the ingredients that you have. And a lot of times there are fans of you and what you bring. So they're going to have their own version of it, or they'll copy it word for word. I've had that happen before. But they don't have the ingredients. So you, even if you have to leave and go out and go on a different path, you keep your head high. You keep shining to the best of your ability. And just know that you are blessed. The song that I'm going to play is from Charlie Wilson, and it's called I'm Blessed. Here on 30 Minutes of Inspiration.
I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block, music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, 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 I'm blessed.
Let me holler at Uncle Charlie.
Thank God for another day. By the way, they know me, even found another way. I know trouble all around, trying to tear us all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night. But I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear work, not because I'm mad. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments.
Q-Wayne. Hey. I want to dedicate this one to my son, Noah Hassani. Daddy love you, boy. Yeah. And everybody just working through what they working through, you know what I'm saying? Everybody making the best of what they got. Hey, Ay, look, I know some OGs always working, but they never pay. Finding their way, but shoot, there gotta be a better way. The older that I get, I'm feeling the resemblance. I look into my son's eyes and still see his innocence. I see my inner child in him and still the remnants. Will he lose it to the world? Is it imminent? Or is it something that me and his mama had instilled in him? And the confidence you lose, you could build again. He only 9 months, barely sitting up. He almost fell over, I called him and told him I'm only making plays now to pass it on. One day my baby gon' have babies and I'm gon' be gone. The way time moving, it really won't be long. I pray I'm there for every memory you want me on. I gotta teach him that it's more than a rat race, more than a cash chase. And if you chase cash, that just means that it's running away. Instead of turning what you love into a company and watch the money come to me. My, what has the world done to me? Judging people off of how they look, not what they done for me. Don't assume it's number 3 of the 4 agreements. I gotta start applying everything that I've been reading. It seems like the tragedy of losing kids will never come. I think about Trayvon, Breon, my neighbor Deshaun. Praying for protection for my family, and that he keep his hands on me to fight through this insanity. I lay down trying to figure out the rest. Close my eyes, picture heaven, and it's where I'm at. Get up.
WTBR. Hello, wonderful people. You are now tuned in to 30 Minutes of Inspiration. That was On Up by Big Sean. I love songs that dedicate, like, the lyrics to their kids. And I just love family, man. I prayed for a family at 13 years old. I had my daughter at the age of 26, 27. Time flies. But the point is I love songs like that, man. It's like giving your heart and just expressing how much you care. And as imperfect as it may be, it just feels good to just deliver, you know, that love and let your kid know that you really do love them and you support them. And regardless of what they're going through, you're going to be there for them. All right. Even if it means playing the background so you learn your lesson. That's a tough one. All right. So with that being said, this is 30 Minutes of Inspiration. We only got about 5 minutes left. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. If you want more information on me, you can go to these websites, BACoachLLC.com. You can also go to RadiantHealingFrequency.com. By the way, I'm going to be over at Explore the Borough answering any questions from 5 to 6 p.m. regarding Radiant Healing Frequency. So again, we're at Explore the Borough. I'm going to be over there answering questions regarding Radiant Healing Frequency. Feel free to stop on by and ask any questions you need. Now, with that being said, I mentioned the importance of keeping a high self-esteem in a world that sometimes can feel oh so cruel, but this world also has beautiful things going on in it. It's very important that we also count those blessings, count the things that we are grateful for. Take a moment to just say thank you. When you wake up in the morning, what do? What is your routine? Do you look in the mirror and give yourself those kind words? Do you look in your mirror and just bless you? Because ultimately, all you have is you, right? And we can look at to the people around us, because our circle is so very important. They can uplift us, but it's also important that we uplift ourselves. There's going to be moments they can't pick up the phone. There's going to be moments where they're not available. So what do you do for you? Do you play that song that you enjoy? Do you sing that song that you enjoy? Do you write down your feelings in your journal? Whatever it may be, just know that you are just as important as everyone else. And I know you give. And there was a time where that was applauded. But now we've learned some other things that in order to sustain that, it's important that we also give to ourselves, giving yourself grace to be human and knowing that we're all a work in progress. Now, with that being said, I'm going to play one last song. Now, this song is completely different than what I've played today. This song was a song that I remember traveling on the road at this job I was at. And I remember I was going through some hardship with the family. That does happen. And this song came on right on time. It wasn't on my playlist, but the playlist, you know how they kept going. It was like a big deal back in the day. And let's just say the tears started flowing out of my eyes. All I could think about is my family. And this song that I'm going to play is called I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song by Jim Croce. This is Tariq Pinkston, 30 Minutes of Inspiration, WTBR 89.7. I will see you next week.
I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you, but what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Didn't wake you, but there's something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.